Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5 Laguna's Only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
In this studio with us this morning, Barbara McMurray, who's no stranger to the show. She's been on several times, a guest on Friendship Show. But she has a really nice community education opportunity coming up October 27th, next Thursday, from 10 till noon. It's essentially a tour, the way I understand it, of the safety net organizations in Laguna Beach who provide vital services to our most vulnerable citizens here in Laguna. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Mark. Hi, Amanda.
Hello, hello.
How are you? Mark's all excited that you're here, as he should be.
We're excited that you're here.
Well, thank you.
Did I describe that accurately?
You did. You did.
Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Because I think you read it off my press release.
I may have.
Yeah, that helped. I did this 2 years ago when there were a whole bunch of people running for city council because I thought, what a good opportunity for city council people, whoever may be elected, to pay attention before the elections to these sometimes unsung heroes of our community, the organizations that help the people who are most underserved in our community. And yes, there are those people in our community. People tend to forget that. Mm. So there's what it is. The format is kind of loosey-goosey, and you can design your own tour from 10 till noon this Thursday. You can wander into any of these four organizations, actually five different sites, and ask questions, get a quickie tour, hear about what they do, how they work. There are volunteer opportunities at many of them. There are certainly donation opportunities at all of them. And you can just find out kind of what, you know, who is keeping a safety net underneath, you know, our most vulnerable people in the community so that they can thrive and continue to live and work in Laguna Beach.
So when people go to these organizations, and you said the tour starts at 10 o'clock and goes till noon, but you can go to whatever site you want to.
You're basically popping in on them. They'll be ready for you. They're having a regular work day. And if you come in and say, oh, what do you guys do here? They will drop what they're doing and show you around and tell you all about their organization, what they do, who they serve. And, you know, you can ask any questions you want.
That's very nice. Many of these organizations are organizations that have been in the community for a very long time.
Yes.
There is at least one organization that is relatively new,
There's a newbie.
So who are the organizations on the tour?
These are the organizations. And, you know, I could have included Laguna Beach Seniors. I wanted to, but I just kind of threw this together at the last minute. So next time I do it, I will include them because they certainly keep our local seniors safe and cared for. But the four organizations that are on this tour are the Laguna Beach Community Clinic on 3rd Avenue, Friendship Shelter, of course, and actually it's two sites of Friendship Shelter. It's the main self-sufficiency program that everybody kind of knows, the flagship across from the Subway sandwich shop on Coast Highway. So you can go in there and get a tour of the 32-bed
I hear they have a brand new beautiful kitchen in there.
Oh, yes. I think I saw that. It's quite lovely, isn't it? And then also the ASL, as it's known, the alternative sleeping location, which is out in the canyon, but it's also next to our third organization, which is Laguna Food Pantry, which is just a little, you know, you can tour that in about 15 seconds. It's a little tiny building next to the ASL. So you can sort of, you know, if you go out there, you'll see two of the really, really most active and important sites for safety net services in Laguna Beach. And then the fourth one, I got to give a shout out to Jane Fulton. She is a really interesting lady who started Seaside Legal Services a couple years ago because she felt compelled to offer free legal services, completely free, no fee, nothing. You don't have to, well, you do have to qualify. To people in civil cases, she will represent you. Wow. If you are having a tough time and you're not going to be able to pay a lawyer and you're looking at a custody dispute or your landlord's going to kick you out and you feel like you have a case but you can't hire a lawyer, you know, she does immigration, she does bankruptcy, she probably doesn't want me to say those two things, but she does a lot of medical billing. Like a lot of seniors think that maybe they're getting bilked on their billing from their doctors, and they don't know, and they don't know where to turn, and they think that it's, you know, probably illegal what their doctors are doing. And she's actually, you know, prevailed in a lot of cases where people got money back or were being unfairly billed. So things like that, all wow. kinds of civil cases. And she, Jane, the interesting thing about Jane, well, there's a lot of interesting things about Jane, but one of the most interesting things is that she just got a letter in the mail from the California Bar Association congratulating her on being a California lawyer for 50 years.
Yeah.
How many people can say that?
Yeah. You know, I would say, like, I'm familiar with all of these organizations. Certainly, I'm familiar with Friendship Shelter. For people who don't know, Amanda and I both moonlight there during the week.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, you spend some time there.
A little bit.
So, I'm very aware of them. Laguna Beach Community Clinic, I mean, I don't know how long they've been in town, but they are certainly, you know, one of the strongest nonprofit organizations in South Orange County. Providing health services to people who need that assistance, and they do it at reduced to
yes.
free rates.
Regardless of their ability to pay, they will treat you. I do believe you have to pay something. I don't think it's free, but they take all comers. You can go in there and get, and they even have a dentist. They have dental services.
Yeah, and Corey Jorgensen, who I believe is the president
he's
of the board.
He's the president
now.
Of the Laguna Food Pantry.
Oh, he's at
board.
The food pantry.
Yes.
Oh, okay. But Corey used to work at the Laguna Beach Community Clinic, didn't he?
He
was the doctor there for years and years.
Exactly right.
He was the doctor. He pioneered AIDS testing.
He absolutely did. Yes.
And at the food pantry, of course, they're a tremendous help, not just to all of the people. And I lose track of the incredible number of people that they serve there every
month. Yeah, they serve 300 families a week. And the idea there is that you can go in and get groceries so that you can go home and prepare a meal and sit around a table like anybody else, like a regular family, and not have to worry about whether you're going to buy groceries or put gas in the car that week.
Yep.
So you can walk in. It's some prepared foods from Trader Joe's, and we have Whole Foods in Laguna Beach donating. A lot of the markets around here donate their foods that are at the sell-by date, and that's a lot of the food that you'll find there. But we always have staples like peanut butter and jelly, pasta sauce, rice, beans, things like that, cereal, so that even, you know, like a kid can make a meal out of a box of cereal and some milk.
They've also been very generous to us at Friendship Shelter, Laguna Beach Food Pantry. They've helped us out on many, many occasions.
We like doing that. Yep. I love the interaction among all of these groups. All of these groups kind of have a lot of crossover.
Yeah. And Jane Fulton, I'll say this about Jane Fulton. What is she calling that enterprise?
Seaside Legal Services.
Legal Services.
Yes.
I know for a fact that Jane Fulton has helped people who end up with some sort of ridiculous fine. Do you know how this works?
Yeah.
And especially people who are poor, don't have a lot of money, are living on $600 a month in Social Security.
Right.
Something comes up and you know, and all of a sudden, you know, a $25 fine over something turns into $500 and then just kind of keeps snowballing
yes.
from there.
Yes.
And this is what happens to people, is that you can never get out from under that.
Right.
Because
the cascading effect that she can put a stop to.
So many of the people that we work with, $500 might as well be
$5,000. Exactly.
And $5,000 might as well be $5 million. It's all the same if you don't have it, right?
Exactly right.
And she has been able to roll that back. I mean, she talks to judges and courts and says, you know, let's be reasonable here. This person, because of the situation that they're in, is never going to be able to pay this fine. So let's figure out what's reasonable and what we can do and allow this person to move on with their life. It's tremendous.
Exactly.
Because you're absolutely right. If you had to hire a lawyer to do that, it's not going to happen.
Right, exactly. And you end up, and a lot of these people are maybe what we'd consider middle class people, but if they're going to have to go to court and hire a lawyer, that might be really important to them, and they might do that, but they might end up losing their house or,
right.
you know, having to, you know, ending up homeless, you know.
Right. Yes.
That's not impossible. That happens to people.
Absolutely. All right. This is going to be October 27th from 10 till noon.
Right.
How does the itinerary begin? Does it begin in a certain spot?
No, you just go wherever is convenient to you. You can either...
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can go, you can do it on your own, you know, make your own tour kind of thing. So you can go to the Friendship Shelter downtown here on Coast Highway. And then you can, you know, what I would do is then I would go over to Seaside Legal Services and go upstairs in Jane's funky 70s style office building, which is kind of, you know, one of the highlights of the tour.
Seen so much wood paneling in my life.
Lots of wood paneling, you know, ferns hanging from the ceiling. It's a relic.
All right, so you can go on this tour in whatever order that you
want.
Yeah,
and then you can go out to the food pantry and the ASL, and the community clinic is downtown too. So, yeah, you can hit all or a few of those, the ones that interest you the most, and they will tell you what's up with their organization.
You started this originally, you said, as sort of an education for people running for office in Laguna Beach, for
yes.
them to understand some of the workings of Laguna Beach and things they might normally see.
Right. And a lot of people think they know about these, even people running for office who you'd think would be educated about it. But, you know, sometimes they miss major, you know, there's a lot to keep track of in Laguna Beach, granted. But, you know, I think it's important to stay current, especially if you're running for office. And, you know, what better time to have candidates' attention than right before the election?
All right. So I guess the big question is, have you gotten a response? And I don't want to get political. But are people running for office going to go to this tour?
You know, I don't know. I haven't heard a word back. I sent everybody an invitation, except for Laura Parisi. You don't have a website. I don't know how to reach you, so I tried to send you an email, and I couldn't. So everybody running for office from treasurer to school board to city council received a personal invitation.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so I hope they show up. I hope they come and ask questions and get to know the details, because that, you know, like I would vote for somebody who was really, really well-versed in all of these, wouldn't you?
Well, I think I think the last time there was a big election in Laguna Beach, you did this, and I was actually at one of the sites and did part of the
tour. You did the tour. Yeah, you were good. And I like the dance routine you did. That was especially a highlight.
I missed him dancing.
Oh, it was really.
I only break that out for high officials. There were quite a few candidates.
I think everybody came except
attended.
For one. Yeah, yeah, who said she was coming and we never heard from her, and she didn't get elected, so maybe she'll come this time.
So that may be a precursor. I'm just saying, the data's in. If you attend this tour, your chances go up a little bit.
That's right.
All right. Right.
And the media will be there, we hope. I hope that this will get covered by the media, so, you know, it's FaceTime.
Yep. If people want more information, can they get it somewhere? What do they do if they want to know more?
I don't have a website for that. They can always call me or email me at mcmurray@me.com.
Say that again.
mcmurray@me.com. M-C-M-U-R-R-A-Y at M-E.com.
Okay.
Yeah, or they can call me. I'm in the book.
Oh, call you.
They can call me. I don't care. All right. It's a small town. How many calls am I going to get?
Right? Aww. So if anyone out there doesn't have Barbara McMurray's cell phone number, ask the person next to you.
It's in the book.
I'm in the book. You can find me pretty easily. And, you know, I administer the Laguna Food Pantry's website, so I'll put something on the Laguna Food Pantry's website also so that you have all the addresses in one place. And it'll be on Facebook, too. I do the Facebook pages for the pantry.
All right, here's my promise. We'll try to edit this and get this podcast maybe Monday or Tuesday, and we'll put it up on our website.
Cool.
So people can get a few more details about it before the big day.
Great.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Always a pleasure. Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you, Barbara.
Good luck.
All right. Let's take a music break, shall we?
Yes. Next song is Christine and the Queens. It's called Tilted. She is French. It's a good one.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to hear it. Let's go.